You're listening to an update from the New York State Association of Counties. NYSEC Executive Director Stephen Aquario recently had the opportunity to sit down with Dave Andrews, General Manager and News Director of Hometown Radio in Plattsburgh, New York, to talk about the need for federal COVID stimulus funding for counties who have been fighting the pandemic since early March.
County and local governments need help. That's the message from New York State Association of Counties asking the federal government for financial relief during the COVID-19 pandemic. New York State Association of Counties Executive Director Steve Aquario tells Wiry News it's especially critical for the areas along the northern border with Canada.
When we're looking at the numbers that are affecting this region of the state just with revenue losses for 2020 and 2021, this could really reach $260 million. It's directly linked to the slowdown in the economic activity that drives much of this region in northern New York, with the border closed and essential traffic only being allowed to cross that border, making this very difficult for the North Country region. If we look at unemployment, and if we look at a snapshot of what happened in the North Country, Clinton, Franklin, Essex, we were hovering around 4% unemployment in 2019, and the economy was doing relatively well. The economic impact is in the billions of dollars, just in Clinton County alone with international commerce, $300 million in sales tax activity, purchases going back and forth, Americans going over the border and Canadians coming in to Plattsburgh and the Clinton County region. All that shut down, very serious, very acute, severe, and long-lasting. And the reason why the federal government needs to act, the North Country of New York is in a very unique situation being in an international border. We need the Congress to take action. We can't wait any longer.
Aquario was asked if it's the responsibility of the federal government to provide relief.
Senators in the Republican Party largely believe that it's not, that it is up to the states. I guess where you sit is where you stand. If you're from Kansas, if you're from the Midwest, and the Dakotas perhaps, Colorado, Utah, and you feel that your state has not been economically injured, you're going to have that reaction to this, that it's not the responsibility of the federal government. Let's look at it from our perspective, from the state of New York. We are a donor state, meaning we send more to the United States Treasury than we receive in return from the federal government to the state of New York. So from our perspective, it is a legitimate issue for us to ask the federal government to help this state. I'm not calling it a bailout. This is not a bailout. This is a stabilization and a stimulus of the American economy. The Congress, the federal government, has an obligation to sustain the economy. And that's what's happened. When we fell off this financial cliff in that deep V curve of a economic collapse, it's up to the American government. They did it in 2009. It worked. It took a long time for us to come out of the Great Recession of 2009. It took us 10 years. What's going to be the case here? How long this prolongs, it really has an effect on the overall American economy, and therein lies the reason why this is a federal responsibility, not just the states and not just the local governments. It's beyond the capacity, Dave. It's beyond the capacity of local taxpayers to make up that loss in revenue for the people of the North Country, just beyond their capacity.
New York State Association of Counties Executive Director Steve Aquario says his organization has been pushing for federal relief for counties and municipalities to help ease the financial crisis that's been caused by COVID-19.
Well, we've tried to have a very proactive role in this stimulus negotiations. We started, if you can believe it, we started on March 17th, 2020. Where we asked the Congress to please invest in the local government revenue loss. We knew the projections in March were going to reach as high as they have, and if you can believe it, over a two-year time frame, we're looking at a revenue loss of $13 billion. That's $9 billion for the city of New York, a major economic engine for the state and for the United States, losing $9 billion in revenue, and the counties outside of New York City losing $4.5 billion in revenue. Most of the people of New York State live in that downstate region. We had to act and act quick. So we have been united, having daily calls with county leadership throughout this pandemic. There's another knife that's hanging over us, and that is the state budget cuts. The governor putting a message out there to the Congress, to the congressional delegation, to the leaders of the Congress and the President of the United States, if he does not get $14 billion to help the state's economic injury, he will cut the local governments anywhere from $600 to $1.2 billion. That's just to the counties. We can't sustain the state budget cuts. So we have been united across the state, advocating with the delegation, explaining why the unemployment, the revenue loss, the stimulus checks, the payroll protection plan, why all those things are important to the local economies. Without the stimulus, the economic situation of New York State will continue to spiral downwards, with severe cuts looming in 2021 as well. The way I look at it is Isaias, the hurricane that hit the United States' eastern coast. We got hammered on the eastern coast. New York City, Long Island, severe economic damage. We're going to get several more hurricanes this year. God help us, we're going to get through it. Why? Because the federal government is going to stand up and send aid to Florida. It's going to send FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Assistance, to North Carolina, to the coastal states, to repair the damage, the economic injury that happened to those utilities and that happened to those communities along the eastern coast. It shouldn't take a hurricane for the federal government to recognize the natural disaster of COVID-19. It's equivalent to a flood, an ice storm in the North Country, a severe tornado or earthquake. That's why the states come together to help each other. It shouldn't take a flood. It shouldn't take an ice storm for the federal government to recognize this natural disaster. The president declaring a 50-state natural emergency disaster. That's never happened before in the history of the United States.
New York State Association of Counties Executive Director Steve Aquario.